Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. Everybody who wants to tune in. Everybody who wants to heard. Everyone who can be heard. So come on, tune in. This is Ms. Talk Dude, co-host, and I am here with Organic OK. You are listening to
Organic OK, and you've been listening to Satisfying the Grand Within You. Now, as you were saying, Talk Dude.
Yeah, as I was saying, listen. Call it, Lynn. Take the first steps towards personal greatness and let the world hear your story. You can be heard. Come on, call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Okay. All right. Please, we're open. Okay, let me just start with this. I've given you a lot of personal steps about personal greatness, how to basically satisfy your personal greatness, how to let your inner self be heard. There is something inside you that is dying to be heard, a greatness, and it can be heard. You can be heard. You can live up to all your potential. The first step, okay. I want everyone basically to get up, take a deep breath. A deep, slow breath. It doesn't have to be one of those really, loud breaths, but just something really deep in and out. And basically, I want you to go up in front of the mirror in your house, a full-length mirror, so you can see all your majesty. And I want you to tell yourself that basically you are good enough. You're already worth something. You're already special. But forget for now for trying to accomplish and persevere, and basically material superficial accomplishments. Focus on you. Take a moment to say, I'm good enough. Before I even start all this, I am worth something.
You're worth something.
That I matter.
I'm good enough. I matter.
Tell yourself that. Before you basically take any step towards personal achievement, tell yourself that you're good enough and that you deserve it.
I'm good enough and I deserve it. And I matter.
All right. Take a moment there. Take a real moment.
I'm taking a moment. I'm feeling this moment.
And tell yourself you love you. You deserve to be loved by you. Before anybody else can love you, before you can really be the you you want to be, before you can accomplish all that, tell yourself that you're basically good enough.
I'm basically telling myself in so many words, I'm good enough. Yes, I'm good enough.
All right. Now, make a habit of doing that. Before you do everything else, anything else, start with that first step. Start everything with that first step. That you love you.
I love me. Thank you. Thank you, Comedian Talk Dude. Thank you, being organic. With Talk Dude, explain it to us. This is Comedian Organic OK, by the way, everyone out there. Comedian Talk Dude, explain to us. He's motivating. He's helping those that don't have the actual value that they need to be recharged. But he's giving them a battery so that he gets them a battery that they don't have recharged. So what he's telling you is he's taking you to where you need to be. He's giving you the actual assistance that you need to accomplish those things, and he's pinning you mostly not in place so you can slide in quicksand, but he's pinning you in place so you can run on the actual sand. It's a different experience, everyone. It's a different outcome because how he's connecting, he's giving you some of his examples. He's giving you some of his outcome. He's giving you some of his life experience, and not only that, in his journey that he's telling, he's giving a testimony for his life. He's letting the world understand his story. Now, we must take the time to appreciate those that's appreciating our time. must take the time to appreciate those who are motivating the outcome of success. Did you hear what I said? The outcome of success. That's another level. When someone's giving you something that's not cross-contaminated, that means that what they did was it went through the effort to clean the contamination and gave you a foundation where you can be clean. You can be successful without all the other contamination that's in your life that's been contaminating your life. And maybe you've been part of these processes of contaminating. But what he's telling you is on this side of success, he's not only cleaning where he's been coming from, he's cleaning what he's going through, where he's going to the next level. What that mean is that's success with another appetite. That's success with another appetite. That means you're a preparation. It's preparation in the next level. It's preparation in desire to feed and cleanse.
Sing it, brother. Sing it.
Now, I must understand that this right here, he's been giving me another opportunity. He's gave me the actual platform to see where this actual mouth is coming up. And it's, guess what? At this altitude of another ability is another pledge, is another preparation that we truly have to be a part of. We truly have to understand these things that we're traveling, we have to give them rewards. We're not giving people rewards where they can see the actual benefits they've been actually waiting on, the benefits that they truly have been desired to see. What we've been doing is commercializing with the actual cross-contaminated lifestyle of others and using these things to chase goals that's not even set for us to even accomplish. It's more of a mirage. Imagine being in the mirage and quicksand on top of that. And you know, if you happen to get out of the quicksand and the mirage, now they drown you to death with a teaspoon because you're going through the actual motions. Psychologically, you're dealing with so many people, oppositions in life, it's drowning you. And all it takes is a little bit, and this is not, we're not realizing. But if you're thirsty, it would mean something different. They're not giving you something to quench your thirst. When you're thirsty, they're drowning you with their pain, traumatized setup. And it's not by accident. Two of the people that have been raped and destroyed by this wicked setup. And we can't take the time to babysit this wicked setup and take the way from where we need to be. This is more evil. This is really the evil that comes about this ability. It's a mindset of what's set up for you to actually not succeed. And what it do is it occupy you with a wonderful place where you really, truly desire to actually give the infrastructure information. And it's understanding what you're doing, and it's taking the thing that you're doing successful, and it's making it unsuccessful the way you're going about those things. It's taking you to a place where pain you're dealing with opposition is always taking that emotion and it's putting more of it. Every time you get a result, it takes that result and puts you back in the problem. And it's taking you in this. It's cooking your happiness. It's leaving you castrated. We're talking about this. It makes you so miserable that the cross-contamination is not the limitation of what it's offering you. It's making you cannibalism. Making you destroy what you call happiness. And it's taking you to another level.
This could mean organic, okay? You're listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And my co-host, just give them a round of applause. Give yourself a round of applause, talk dude. Thank you for being on the platform. Thank you for waking up these ideas. Thank you for taking the time to appreciate where you're actually been motivating the altitude of greatness. Thank you. This is Comedian Organic OK, and I'm going to pass this actual conversation back to my co-host. Thank you very much, talk dude.
Okay, all right. Let me just take the reins back here again. I want everyone else also to give themselves an applause just for taking those steps, just for taking those steps for personal greatness. Let me tell you something. We are all basically works in progress. We are all something that can be made into a masterpiece if we really try and push and apply ourselves. If we actually do that, if we actually do it with both hands, if we really truly give ourselves. And like I told you, the first step is having self-worth. You want to turn to one of those people who basically has an empty, hollow interior inside.
He just said it. He wants you to go in and listen to that. Turn up the value of your thoughts. Turn up the understanding. Clear these things. Clear the trash. Clear the things that you're disconnecting with that's destroying this. Now, you were saying something, Mr. Talk Dude. Go ahead now. You're talking. We're listening.
All right. Now, another thing, As soon as you've gotten that, look, you don't want to turn into one of those people who basically don't really have a sense of self-worth and whatever before they go out and accomplish. The people who go out there and accomplish, they set all these goals for themselves. They don't have a sense of self-worth to begin with.
Come on now. You're talking to these people. Okay?
And they're empty inside, and they get used to accomplishing and whatever. But they just feel more and more empty. They're hollow. They're basically hollow. Like a bargain basement chocolate Easter bunny. No interior.
Man, that's not like a sweet treat, man.
And they get to the point, they get to this very sad point where they start accomplishing and they're so overwhelming and they think, what's the point? They basically still don't feel worthy of it. They get so used to accomplishing more and more, but it doesn't give them that inner sense of self-worth that they need. You know what they do? They turn to drugs. They self-sabotage their climbing of the ladder, the pyramid, to reach the top. They basically start basically cutting themselves down. Because all this success, it can be scary. It can basically be unfulfilling if you don't have a sense of self-worth before you start it all.
Come on now,
you need to let yourself... You need to let yourself know that you deserve it. That you've always deserved it.
You always deserved it. Did you hear him?
You're good enough.
You're good enough.
You basically, the first step, once again.
Don't worry about it, man. I'm going to just pass the torch. I got it covered right now. See, I'm going to take this time right now because I know the altitude of satisfaction that we're looking at right now. And I know when you're satisfying your all and you're giving your all, you know your all, and what you come to find out is another level of appreciation. Appreciation, those that align to that appreciation, it becomes a gathering. Not only that gathering, it becomes another level of appreciating these people that have different thoughts. And we come together on a common interest of becoming more, caring more, opening more. What are you saying? This alignment that we've truly been finding more has been rolling inside of the harvest that's truly opening this feeling that truly in our desires that make us open up and see more. And that's what we're doing, is taking the time to actually cleanse that actual lens that we call space and freedom. And that's what we understand as that plan, that process came together. We understand how we are nurturing those things that truly we care about, that caring about our interests and caring about where we're actually becoming as the health, as that reflects more inside of our desires. Nonsense. This is not an accident, what I'm saying right now, because what it's coming from is like when you get a cool sensation of that vapor that's hitting you with that oxygen, that's all the positivity within your journey and making sure that the right thing that's fueling your actual thirst is the thing that's healthy for your actual body and making sure these things actually align to actually motivate your encouraging moments. Now, we must not forget, Talk Dude, he's coming from a place, he's actually bringing you some information. Whether you recognize where the messenger has took the time to actually take the notes in your conversation, it actually gave you an advertising platform that you can actually see things and hear things and motivate your actual experience within happiness, within the coming aspect of actually understanding those desires that you've been told that you couldn't do, and people that come upon you. When people say these all the time, hey, man, I've been told I was funny. These things is in you that's reflecting around you, and so what we're doing at another level is we are complimenting your ability. We're complimenting the things and the message that's truly been desired for you to actually speak on. We actually come at another altitude where we're doing it. We're traveling this message. We're traveling this internal ability within the craft of what we're talking about, organic. And that's another level, because that is something that keeps on spinning, keep on moving. You realize how that goes. It's always turning, and that's the factor of this experience. It's all natural. And I know I've been saying this for quite a bit of time, and appetite that actually carry my mind. See, when I repeat things, sometimes when it's lying, you need to sometimes have a frame of space where you can see and hear things that things that are pushing your mind to another altitude of seeing. Now, sometimes we're so locked up in this thing right here, like the roller tip. See, what you don't realize, too, just like the cement truck, it's got to keep that cement, got to keep rotating. Is that by accident? No, it's by design, because that cement stop. What happens is that cement be hard. And that's what I'm telling y'all. When people making your comedy desires hard and make you feel like you can't reach your goal, is that by design or is it by accident? That's by the cross-contamination of what they've been pitting your life. And truly, when we are truly reaching this altitude, and I understand, take the time right now, we want to reflect. I want to reflect between you. I want to reflect in the actual team effort. I want to say thank you for the co-host, comedian, talk dude. Thank you for expressing your message. And this is organic. And this is considered, okay, this is my name. This is what I do. This is what I call the platform, comedy, organic, okay. But really, I'm okay. That's that O, that's that period, that's that K, and that's the period. That's what my name stands for. It's okay. That's me. That's the comedian that I actually, the appetite that you tend to hear. Bring more things involved with these processes. I'm going to take a moment right now and give my colleague the opportunity to speak on what he needs to speak on right now. Take the time and do that. Thank you, everyone.
All right. It is 46 minutes after the hour. 8:46 here on the program, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. We are still waiting for somebody to call in and basically make themselves heard. Let us know that you are taking personal steps to total greatness. All right, let us know. All right, please. What's going on with you? We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, once you've basically mastered that self-worth, that self-love, that self-validation, once you've done that, once you have, and you've really grown accustomed, you make it a habit, then you can start focusing on things like, what's the word I'm looking for here? Then you start focusing on external validation. You know what I'm talking about, dude? I'm talking about success, like, you know, making more money and being heard more and making more friends and filling your life up with more activities and whatever. Then you can focus on the external things. And you start that out with a step by step. You tell yourself, I deserve this. I'm going to go for it. Now, be careful. There's a thin line between confidence and arrogance. And you don't want to cross that line. Because people who are arrogant are usually off-putting. People dislike them. And everyone looks for them to get hoisted on their own petard. Everyone looks for them to fall flat on their face. Everybody. You know? You should believe in yourself. And most arrogant people are not truly confident. They act that way because they're very insecure. Something to watch out for. But once again, tell yourself before every single endeavor you are about to take on that you deserve it. You deserve to reap basically success. You deserve to get by.
Open up your ideas. You deserve to see that sign that's been sparking off of your true heart that swears that. Right? And you're showing this actual growth that the sunlight, and guess what happens with the harvest of connection? That's the seed. That's where that come in at. That come in the harvest where your actual desires have took the chance and have sparked that interest of in the desire of the universe. And the universe is really where desires come together. And when you start seeing your experience and love and caring, it's where the cocoon comes from. And this is another conversation, another moment in time. This is Comedian Organic, okay? My co-host is Comedian Talk Dude.
Indeed.
You can listen to the show. It's called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And this is the moment that you have to understand. Take that time, take that moment, take that space, take that opportunity, take that forgiveness that you truly been waiting on your design to be. Let's not sit here and make it a muffled conversation. Let's actually take this time and nurture these things. Let's nurture this opportunity. People take the no good in their desires, but they truly have not seen these moments. They say, I've never been taught. It's a moment that you have a space where happiness has cleansed these things, have took the time to nurture this like a birthday party. This is another altitude, another time right now where a space that you never had a space like this. Now, we didn't talk to truly, when you come to these people, don't come to these people beginning that you have been rewarded in your design to speak to these people. And people are listening to me. I'm doing multiple things right now. I'm chewing on some food, and I'm doing these tags and drinking up some water. So there's a lot of things I'm gathering right now. Now, on the platform of talking and communicating with people, this is one of the things, you know, you're not supposed to talk enough with the drink. That's a no-no. You're dealing with communication and talking with people. You want your conversation to be as clear as possible. But in my case, you know, I've done a lot of different things that wouldn't be technically, you know, the way they tell you. Like when they tell you, like, microphones, right? You're not supposed to hit, you know, people that know about mics and do it, like, really understand about mic, how they operate, you're not supposed to be hitting the microphone, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that one of the things comedians do? People in general hit on the microphone, right? You understand the people that actually create these things, they get so agitated. But that's not by the design that they control our happiness. Our happiness must move on. Well, our happiness must move on. Talk to you, do you know what? You know what? Your happiness must move on. Did you hear me?
I heard you.
Well, I'll say it one more time for those that didn't hear you out there. Because you are waiting for a conversation. You wait for them to call in. But remember what I said. Your happiness must not wait on. It must move on. So that's the message. You've been planning the conversation, but really the conversation is planning you to actually be the conversation. Did you hear what I said? Truly, that's what you're a part of. This is Comedian Organic OK. You've been listening to the show. I said, yeah, the show is called, you know, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Is that by accident? Now, comedian, talk to you. Would you like to wrap up a few more words to give the message that you truly desire to be expressing at this point in time?
All right. Let me tell you stuff. Once again, don't forget how much you deserve it. Don't forget how much you deserve to prosper and get by and flourish. Don't forget how much you deserve it. You're going to earn it. You're going to do it through a lot of hard work. It's going to be hard. Life is going to be hard. When life isn't hard for some people, they coast, they degenerate, they get bored. It's true. There are people who basically, they have a father, they're old money, born with a silver spoon or a gold one. And
hey, listen to this talk, dude. Sometimes people don't realize this. Sometimes in life, you don't realize this. Sometimes in life, as you've been taught, sometimes in life, you become the person that's teaching your parents how to become better parents.
Right.
Right? You don't understand. You think because they've been up here, you think they've been destroying yourself because... The meaning because they didn't hear. But guess what? It's a meaning beyond their caring that is not limited by their caring. Do you hear what I said? You must move on. It seems that you truly desire and care is not leaving you behind. It's not leaving them lost in you being behind. It's leading you to the leading position that you desire and truly meant to do. These are things. This little, I mean, some pepper. This is a little hot. My point I'm telling you is these things you don't realize, when we truly align, we have people all the time giving us the organic measurements of what we need to have. To truly align our parents in the moment, it's something about this life, how life will teach you to another level. You know, one of the things that I've always been gifted with is these experiences that happen to me so often. You know one of the things that happened to me?
Tell me.
Can I tell you, Mr. Talk Dude?
Tell us all. Confess.
What happened? Someone passed on. Tragedy moment. And my mind is going through this experience of what the person have been dealing with. You know, it's like my life become like a director's moment and become behind the actors of the experience of what the actor's learning. And this is what I'm saying as the translation of what I'm saying for those that don't understand this. This is a journey that I'm telling you. As this preparation, as life scripts have been fit together, and for those actually involved with this part of life, and as this part becomes the actual future, that's the time period of what people's lives have been expected to be. The conversation that people talk about, that is, could be labeled as the trailer part of a movie. But as I'm saying, these parts that I want y'all to truly listen to, these elements, I see these parts, and then the things that come in my life is always something that I truly connect with from this side of the actual harvest that's been nurtured and actually been treated to the fruit part. I always am seeing attractive women. Like, every time some devastation happens, I have attractive women come up. I mean, it's the weirdest thing because how it happens. I'm like, huh. It's like the person leaves me a gift. Where as soon as I truly appreciate from the organic to the point of life, where organic to the point of what I appreciate, then it knows what I appreciate. And these are things that happen to me quite often. It's been happening to me for a long time. And it's a compliment that the gift gives to me and saying, hey, you appreciate, this is like a birth, you just appreciate, you've been delivering this problem, you've been delivering this opportunity that life truly rewards you with the gifts that people try to sabotage and compromise and undermine and put these things of tribalism in place. And you don't have to do this. You have to hate the obvious sense. You don't have to do this thing. You know what we're going to do with the community organic, okay? Most of you another place where you can truly be the harvest. You're going to truly be the recycling platform. You're going to truly be the thing that's truly aligned for the things that meant for your journey. We don't want to sit here and sabotage you. You know, you come here and go all across the Bay Area, go all across, and people try to act like your conversation is not at the altitude. You want to act like you got to get passion for people, celebrity status, like you ain't been organic platform. What's this conversation mean? And you can't talk as good. You can't say the words that everybody else saying. You didn't have desires. People try to talk like I ain't got desires as everybody got. I ain't got the desire to altitude. The appetite came in from my meal of my conversation and my desires in my soul and my heart. And people that are talking about, oh, this person, this, you know, understand, I'm behind the scenes. You okay? I'm one of those type of people. People sit there and talk about me. Like, I'm a coupon. Like, I'm a coupon to the people that choose my desires. Hey, everybody, this is Camino Organic, okay? Thank you very much for tuning in.
And this is Talk Dude here. You've been listening to Satisfying the Greatness.
My co-host is Talk Dude.
He is. Okay. Hopefully we made some progress tonight. Remember, it is a journey, step by step. You got to take that. You got to take every single step. Okay? It's about climbing. It's about evolving, progressing.
Drop it up.
It's about all of that. I want to thank you all for listening. You can pick up all our shows off the internet, off Blog Talk Radio. Oh, Satisfying the Greatness. We'd like to thank you all. Remember, we're here for you. Thank you, and good night.